Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to look into the stories that students are engaging with right now in The Juice app.
That's right. It's the current events platform made for kids.
Exactly. And our goal here is really to give you, the parents and teachers listening, just a quick rundown of these topics.
Yeah, highlight the key bits and maybe offer some, you know, starting points for chats you could have with the kids.
Okay, let's get started then. First up, as Beijing flooded, a bulldozer to the rescue.
Yes. This was about the heavy rains, the really significant flooding in Beijing and nearby areas recently.
Right. And in the middle of all that, a bulldozer operator, Wang Tanyu, he basically became a hero.
Using his construction vehicle, all things.
Yeah. He rescued over 100 people stuck in like meter high water, got them to higher ground.
And didn't he also help firefighters? Something about plugging a gap.
He did. Bought them crucial time for more rescues. It's quite something.
It really is. It shows how, you know, seemingly ordinary equipment or skills can make a huge difference in a crisis.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What unique skills or maybe resources do you listening have that could potentially help in an emergency?
Mm-hmm. And it's also a story about bravery, really, and perseverance in just, well, awful circumstances.
Definitely points to discuss. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. A medical story next. Chinese team successfully transplants pig lung into brain dead man.
Wow. Okay, so this is xenotransplantation we're talking about.
Correct. A Chinese team transplanted a genetically modified pig lung into a brain dead patient, and it worked for a time.
How long did it function?
9 days before showing signs of rejection, which scientifically is actually a pretty big step forward.
9 days is significant, yeah. Mm. Especially with lungs, which are notoriously difficult compared to, say, kidneys or hearts in these kinds of transplants.
Right, higher risks of rejection, infection, the article mentioned that.
So while it's a fascinating achievement, it definitely underscores that there's still a long way to go. Much more research needed.
Absolutely. And it raises questions too, doesn't it? Like, what are the ethical thoughts around using animal organs for humans?
That's a big one. And just generally, how did these kinds of breakthroughs change how we even think about what's possible in medicine?
Food for thought. Okay, from cutting-edge science, let's head to the sports field. Girls flag football drawing record number of athletes.
Oh, I saw this one. This is fantastic news. The popularity is just exploding in U.S. high schools.
It really is. A 60% jump in participation in just 1 year, between 2022-23 and 2023-24. That's huge.
It's amazing. It's giving young women that whole Friday Night Lights experience, you know, and with support from groups like the NFL, too.
And there's more. It just got recommended to join the NCAA Emerging Sports for Women program.
Which is a really big deal. Right. That's the pathway towards becoming a full collegiate championship sport. Think scholarships, official competitions.
Exactly. So a great discussion point here is just the role sports can play, you know, building confidence, community.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And maybe also, how do new opportunities like this change how we see traditional gender roles in sports?
Good question. All right, next story takes us into a more complex area, law and immigration. Judge blocks Trump officials from deporting Guatemalan kids.
Okay, so this involved a U.S. judge stopping the deportation of, was it 76 children?
That's right, 76 Guatemalan kids. They were apparently already on planes in Texas, ready to be deported.
And the lawyer stepped in.
Yes, arguing it violated immigration law and, crucially, the children's right to due process, that fair treatment under the law principle.
Which is vital. Especially when decisions have such a massive impact on someone's life. The article mentioned officials wanted reunification, but lawyers said some parents set the kids for safety.
Precisely. Fleeing, neglect, poverty, or violence were the claims mentioned. So you have these competing arguments.
It's tough. It raises that core question. How do legal systems balance national immigration policies with, well, the humanitarian needs and basic rights of vulnerable people, especially kids.
And just understanding due process, why is that idea so fundamental? Worth exploring.
Moving across the globe now, some sad news. Late night earthquake strikes Afghanistan.
Yes, a magnitude 6.0 quake in eastern Afghanistan. The reports were devastating.
Over 800 deaths, nearly 3,000 injuries mentioned in the story. And because the quake was shallow, the surface damage was extensive.
Making rescue efforts incredibly hard. Impassable roads, landslides. just compounding the tragedy.
And humanitarian groups were worried, right?
Yeah.
Because of existing challenges, limited aid, governance issues, that could make the aftermath even worse for a population already facing difficulties.
It's a stark reminder of how vulnerable some places are and how natural disasters can really highlight the need for international cooperation and aid.
Definitely. It also prompts us to think, how can we, even from far away, try to understand and connect with the experiences of people going through something like this? That empathy piece is so important.
Okay, let's end on an inspiring note with our quote of the day. It features Guion S. Bluford Jr.
Ah, Guy Bluford, the first African-American astronaut in space. An aerospace engineer, Air Force pilot, a real trailblazer.
Absolutely. Historic flight on the Challenger back in 83, and his quote is just great. I chase my dreams. In the end, find what gets you excited and chase it.
Simple, powerful advice. Really captures his journey, doesn't it? Pushing boundaries, chasing what excites you.
It really does. So what does that phrase, chase your dreams, actually mean to kids today? And how can setting big goals lead to, well, big things?
And thinking about people like Bluford, how can role models like him inspire others, especially in fields like STEM, where maybe representation hasn't always been strong?
Lots to think about there.
You know, engaging with all these different stories, science, sports, world events, personal triumphs. It really does help build a much richer understanding of the world. It fosters that awareness, that critical thought.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive today. We really hope you'll continue these important conversations with the students in your life. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.